timeline resourcing. Rather than floating up above the line, here we start by laying out the timeline on the floor. Step one, laying out the timeline along the floor, making sure the future and the past are in the right directions. Step two, identify a problem situation in the future, something you are not expecting to go so well, or something which we want to make sure it goes a lot better, or we want more resources. So that's a problem in the future. Step three, identify an occasion in the past when you felt resourceful in a way that would help you in that future problem situation. Now, this past resource can be quite different context, you know, but there are some resources back there. You might want to kind of walk back along the timeline, walk back or look back and walk back and find the time when there were some resources back along the timeline that would help with that problem situation. Step four, identifying the past resource, so getting to the spot in the past where the resource is and then associating, stepping into it, V-A-K, fully associate into it. Step five, get a hold or a grasp or a solid kind of feel for that resource and hold it. Kind of like anchor, but we don't have to do an anchor, but we kind of hold it, we hold that resource steady. Now, invite the client to walk back to the present, bringing that resourceful state with them. Check. Get them to hold it. Bring it in. That's right. Now, bring that resource into the future situation. Step six. So then we're walking forward and we're bringing that resource forward up to the problem situation. So walking along the timeline into the future only as quickly as you can keep a good firm hold of those resources. Bring the resources with you into the problem or where the problem was and experience yourself dealing with the situation now with these added resources that we've brought in. That's right. Excellent. Now check physiology, calibrate, and ensure you can identify and confirm that there are differences. Here we have a choice point. We might like to repeat the process, walk back in the timeline, and get more resources. Perhaps that's not enough. Perhaps we could go back and collect even more resources. Once is generally enough, but we might want to go back and collect some more, maybe some more resilience or humor or tenderness, bring something more into the future. Step seven, we can go even further into the future after the successful resolution of that old problem situation. So we go out even further, turn around and look back at yourself dealing resourcefully with that old problem state and notice how well you're handling it now. Step eight, come back to the present, come back to now and step off the timeline. Make sure you are satisfied with how you dealt resourcefully in that situation. And perhaps you could walk up and down a little bit outside the timeline and notice some of the differences, notice the consequences, notice how it's different. If required, you could step back into the timeline and repeat some of those steps. Nine, finally, when finished this process, we want to collect up the timeline. And guys, it might seem a bit silly, but metaphorically do it. Collect it up and allow the client to do it. Kind of, maybe you can use hand movements or some gestures to collect the timeline. Maybe fold it away or squeeze it away and put it back in your pocket and put it away for whenever you want to use it again.